over the last couple of years at our Harvest Evening Stories, we've tried to get different people to bring you what we've called real life stories, telling you a little bit about what God has been doing in their lives. And tonight is no different, as you can tell by the fact that chairs are being hastily arranged at the front of the church. And I'm going to ask Alan and Carol to come and to talk a little bit about what God has been doing in their lives. They're very enthusiastic, I have to say. There, I told you it would be okay. You even get to sit down and to relax and take a breath. You're very well known in Monadaig and the surrounding areas, but for anybody who doesn't know you, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
I think most people know us already. We're Alan and Carol McAleese. We've been married for almost 20 years in November, and we have two girls, Olivia and Sophie. A dog called Charlie, two cats, and not forgetting two turtles. I've been a member of Monadaig since birth, and Carl was a former member of Colleg Presbyterian Church, and we both work in the travel industry.
Okay, tell us then a little bit about the journey you've been on. No pressure, but the minister from Colleg Church is sitting just down there. Okay, so this is just to see how good you were, Raymond. But tell us a little bit about the journey you've been on.
Alan and I were both brought up within the church, and Sunday school in church was a very normal feature in our lives. I believe that we're all on a journey, and that many situations and people have impacted that.
As Carl said, we were brought up in a Christian home, and I always thought I was a Christian. I've worked in the travel industry for over 36 years, and during that time I've been blessed with the opportunity to travel the world. Another blessing has been some of the people I've worked with. A huge influence on my journey is, and she's here tonight, is Jackie Welch, who I've worked with for 13 years. During my time working with Jackie, she really brought faith to life for me. Some of you know I suffer from epilepsy, and in August 15, I had a seizure in Haldies, which landed me in intensive care. This was really the start of my journey, a mature journey, when I realized thinking, yes, I'm a Christian, wasn't enough. It was shortly after that that Carl and I started the mentoring session for Stuart. We followed a very basic, simple Bible study, which really explained and simplified things for me. A big benefit was being able to ask questions and get answers about things which probably didn't previously understand. Of course, having Carl on the journey with me has been a great thing, because we can bounce questions off each other all of the time.
I've always had questions about faith and about Christianity, and spent a lot of my life thinking I wasn't good enough to be a Christian. I didn't think I could be born again because I had life to lead, and I was very aware of my failings. My dad, who was a Christian, died in 2003, and that made me ask a lot of questions. I had convinced myself that I wasn't a bad person. In fact, I was reasonably convinced I was a good person, so hopefully that would be enough. Then we had a minister during the vacancy who preached one Sunday about exactly that and said, "What if it's not?" Have to say, that really set me on edge. Like Alan, I'm also blessed to have Jackie in my life to ask questions of, and through her to realise that Christians were in fact very normal people. I came to the discipleship course here in February 2015, and during that course everything really fell into place. I realised it was a journey, not a quick fix or a one-stop solution, and we each start our journey like babies, and our faith matures. So when Stuart announced that he was happy to mentor people that wanted to find out more about discipleship, I was keen to sign up.
Okay, thanks for that. Well, that's nice with you, Carol. How has your life changed? You've talked about growing up essentially in church, hearing all about Jesus, knowing your Bible fairly well, I imagine. But obviously something changed. What was that, and how did that change your life?
Well, we both agree that we look at life very differently, and we try to see things and to make decisions based on our faith. I always think about the little bracelets the kids wear that says WWJD, which is what would Jesus do? And of course, we can't ever expect to be able to emulate Jesus, but it gives us a good level to aim towards.
We've become more involved in the church, in particular as a role as youth leaders, which is especially close to both of our hearts, as you know, because of the two girls.
We really do feel like part of a family in this church. There's a real feeling of security and love being part of the family.
Even when you're brought to the front, mm-hmm. doing things like this. Oh, okay, so.
So getting to know Christ and getting to understand what it is to be a Christian has changed your life in church. It's changed your involvement in church. But that's not the only place where you live. You know, believe it or not, there is a world out there, a real world out there with real people in it. So how has that understanding of what it is to be a Christian changed your relationship with the people you have out in the real world?
As I said earlier, we both work in the travel industry, and it is a highly pressurized job and environment. It's also a very materialistic environment with some demanding clients. I've certainly changed how I feel about this and how I deal with it. Having God center of your life now helps you to prioritize things. Both of us find we often pray to deal with difficult situations within the workplace, and difficult situations on problems on your desk and various other things. Okay.
Yes, I definitely think about things differently when I'm with my friends and family. I always want to try to give advice from a Christian viewpoint, and I certainly pray for God's guidance in many of my daily activities. I pray for his wisdom and grace when I have to interact in the work situation in difficult situations.
Okay, I'm tempted to ask an extra question there, but I promised I won't, so I'll hold back for a wee while anyway. So in light of what you've experienced, what would you say to other people who maybe are in the same place now as you were 3 or 4 years ago, whenever you started out on this journey? People maybe who have questions about what it is to be a Christian, maybe have questions about the Bible or about who God is or who Jesus is. What would you say to anybody in that place?
I know it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but God really did fill a gap in my life. And I'd say, don't be afraid to start and ask questions. God knows all the questions in your heart anyway, so you may as well ask them out loud.
Carol and myself have both said that our lives are much more calmer. There's less to worry about with God at the centre of our lives. I would encourage people to take that first step, that leap of faith. Speak with someone you know. Talk to Stuart, talk to the elders, anyone.
I really do wonder now how I ever managed on my own strength, and I would like that feeling of fullness and love for everyone. Years ago at the start of my journey, Jackie talked to me about God holding my hand and never letting me go, and I feel that every day.
Folks, thank you. It's not easy to sit up here. It's not easy to talk so openly about so many things that are so personal. So thank you for that. Let me pray with you, and then I'll let you go and get ready to sing with the choir again. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for what you've been doing in Alan and Carol's life, and indeed, Lord, in many people who have found themselves in the same or similar situations. Thank you, Lord, that for how you gently reveal yourself to us. How you gently bring about change because of what your Spirit is doing in us. And so, Lord, we pray that you would continue to strive with Alan and Carol, but with each of us. That each of us would grow in our faith, would grow in our confidence in Christ. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thank you very much. Well done. Andrew Stewart is going to come and to read from God's Word, from Jeremiah 24, verses 4 to 9.
This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase the number there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord, for because of it, prospers. You too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive. You do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. And I should have said, actually, just while we still had Alan and Carol, you know, if anybody wants to be mentored or wants to be part of the discipleship group that we're hoping to start here in Moneydig, then please do speak to me. You know, this isn't something that's just for special people. This is for anybody. So if you want to know more about what it is to be a Christian, if you want to know more about the Bible, if you want to try and understand who God is, then don't be afraid to say, yeah, that's for me, and to be part of something. You know, it's we do it in a very relaxed way. It's not like going to school where you get exams or anything like that. It's a discussion. It's led by where individuals are. So please don't be afraid to ask about that. The choir are going to come and sing for us. God made all things beautiful.
Thank you.
Together and sing, hopefully not with that same high note at the end, because I will never get there. Praise God for the harvest of orchard and field. We stand together as we worship God.